This is an ABC Radio National podcast. For full details, abc.net.au/rn.
Good morning. Sue Clarke here with you for Perspective. The federal government's new work choice legislation comes into effect in March. But really, what does it all mean? David Peets is Professor of Industrial Relations at Griffith University. He worked for 10 years in the former Commonwealth Department of Industrial Relations and is the author of a new book called Brave New Workplace: How Individual Contracts Are Changing Our Jobs.
Remember the good old days when people cared about each other, looked out for their mates and the community? Now we're all individuals, in it for ourselves, looking out for number one. It is this individualistic philosophy that the federal government's new work choices law taps into, and it's reflected in the massive increase we've seen in AWAs, the individual contracts that have been the centrepiece of federal legislation since 1997. Or so we're told. We've heard this sort of thing from both the left and the right, but let's just test the evidence on this so-called shift to individualism. If we really had become more individualistic, it would be reflected in attitudes recorded in surveys. We would have become less concerned about inequality than in the past. We'd be less willing to spend money on social services for others, more demanding of tax cuts for ourselves. We'd be more anti-union. Yet when you look at the data, they show quite the opposite. On all of those measures, Australians are, if anything, becoming more collectivist, not more individualistic. It's not people, but politicians driven by elite ideology who are demanding tax cuts. Polls show that the voters increasingly want more money spent on health and education. Union membership has been falling, but this is due to institutional and political factors, not changes in workers' attitudes. Workers are more pro-union now than at any time in the past 20 years. You can see it in responses to questions on whether unions are doing a good job, have too much power, should be subject to tighter controls, or have trustworthy leaders. The data also show that we think there's too much inequality, it's getting worse, and something must be done about it. But isn't the massive increase in AWAs a sign of the individualistic ethic? Well, for one thing, workers don't go around initiating AWAs, as they often end up losing their penalty rates or overtime pay. Rather, they get told to sign them by management. Moreover, after 9 years, AWAs only cover about 4% of the workforce. This is seriously below what the government expected, and the poor take-up is no doubt one of the reasons that Work Choices takes away most of the protections previously associated with AWAs, making it much easier for employers to force employees to sign them as a condition of employment. The push to individualisation in employment relations is not a response to some exogenous change in social values. It's something being driven by people with power, lobbyists for large corporations, and the political party they founded 6 decades ago, using it to further increase their power. Bargaining strength is stronger when you're collectively organised. Individual contracting represents a transfer of power from workers to corporations, so they, on average, lead to lower wages and poorer conditions of employment for the ordinary workers who are covered by them, compared with what they would have received if they'd had the power of collective representation. Society's not moving away from cooperation to individualism. To the contrary, cooperation is a normal state of being, a natural feature of evolution of living cells, individuals and societies. Indeed, the large corporations who are promoting the individualisation of employment relations do not seek to remove collectivism. An organisation that was populated by purely self-seeking individualists would be dysfunctional. These corporations simply seek to reshape collectivism by reorienting the identities of people to favour those in power, so they identify not with a collective of fellow workers, but with a collective of capital referred to as the corporation. They talk individualism, but demand a form of collectivism reminiscent of the scene in Monty Python's Life of Brian, when the crowd chants in unison, "We're all individuals." In one sense, all this is unnecessary, because half a century of research has shown that workers can identify with and feel committed to both their employer and their union. So employees can be hard-working, productive, innovative, dedicated workers, even when they are highly unionised and highly conscious of the collective identity as workers. But reshaping our identities away from the collective aspirations of workers helps narrow our own aspirations and helps preclude challenges to the power of the corporation. There's no big shift in consciousness going on. Sure, we're all individuals, but we're also all collectivists. That hasn't fundamentally changed. What's been changing is our capacity to exercise power as part of a collective. That is what is behind the push to individualisation of employment contracts.
David Peets, Professor of Industrial Relations at Griffith University, and his new book, Brave New Workplace, How Individual Contracts Are Changing Our Jobs, is published by Allen & Unwin. And you can find out more details on it and on how to podcast today's perspective by going to our website, abc.net.au/RN, and follow the prompts.
ABC Radio National. More than 60 programs, more than 260 transmitters Australia-wide. And we're live on the net as well as media on demand streams. Find out how to get more out of Radio National. Go to abc.net.au/RN. And for the full list of MP3 and podcast programs, abc.net.au/RN/podcast.